Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor, and this week, blockades, ballrooms, and a blind spot the size of the Strait of Hormuz. Let's get into it.
Big week. Honestly, one of the more loaded ones we've had in a while.
And the markets are telling a story that is completely at odds with the headlines. Can't wait to get there.
We will. But first, Hormuz, because that's where the week's most interesting framing fight happened. Strategist. Set the table.
Okay, so Trump declares the Strait of Hormuz U.S. territory. The administration is running a blockade. A Panama-flagged vessel got shot trying to reach an Iranian port.
Shot by the U.S. military. That happened.
And simultaneously, the White House is saying oil is flowing normally through the strait.
And CNN is saying that claim has a problem?
Right. CNN flagged a direct contradiction. The administration's everything is fine posture doesn't hold up against what's actually happening on the water.
UAE tankers struck by Iranian drones. That's not flowing normally.
No, that's really not. Strategist, why is the right side of the media not covering this?
Because the frame on the right is strength. You run a blockade, you enforce it. That's resolve. Acknowledging the contradiction, the tanker strikes, the embassy drawdowns, that breaks the narrative.
The embassy drawdowns. That's the detail that buried me this week. U.S. embassies across the Middle East going to reduced staffing. That's a significant tell.
That's a war posture signal.
That is a war posture signal. And it barely moved the needle in terms of coverage volume.
Because it requires connecting dots. You have to say, reduced embassy staffing, plus drone strikes, plus a vessel shooting, plus everything is fine. And that's a harder sell than a single strong headline.
The whole picture is messier than either side wants to admit.
Which is exactly why it's a blind spot on the right. Left-leaning outlets covered the contradiction. Right-leaning outlets, basically absent.
Okay, and there's a companion blind spot here that I want to flag. Qatar allegedly denying it captured Iranian pilots after downing fighter jets. Forecaster?
Right side blind spot. Which is wild because you'd think Iranian pilots, Qatar involvement, that's exactly the kind of story conservative media would run hard.
Unless the Qatar-U.S. military base relationship makes it complicated. Criticizing Qatar gets thorny fast.
Maybe. Or maybe it just didn't have a clean partisan hook on a week when everything else was louder.
Both can be true. Let's stay on the Iran war thread for a second. Strategist, the ongoing narrative stuff. The Abraham Lincoln, 250 days deployed.
19 sources. And the framing is interesting because it's one of those stories where the fact itself is damning regardless of how you frame it.
Record-breaking deployment. And Trump is dismissing concerns about it.
Right. Everything is fine. The carrier is fine. The sailors are fine. That's the posture. Meanwhile, the military is signaling, through embassies, through deployment extensions, something very different.
The signals don't match the statements. That's the story.
That's always the story in this Iran arc. And it keeps getting buried under the louder day-to-day.
All right, I want to pivot to Ukraine because it got underplayed this week, and it shouldn't have. Highest civilian casualties since 2022. Forecaster, the prediction markets, what are they saying about Kostyantynivka?
2.1%. Russia captures Kostyantynivka by August 15. Barely moved, up 0.4% on the week.
So the market thinks basically not happening.
Basically not happening. Which is interesting because the ISW assessment is genuinely alarming. Highest civilian casualties since the opening phase of the invasion.
And that ISW number deserves more airtime than it got. The Business Insider ground reporting was good. The drone piece, following a Western-made surveillance drone from factory to front line.
That's a strong piece of journalism.
It is. But here's what's wild. The right side blind spot on Ukraine this week. Highest casualties since 2022, and conservative media largely looked away.
Because the Ukraine story doesn't fit cleanly anymore. The Trump-Zelensky relationship is complicated. Covering Ukrainian civilian casualties means engaging with that complexity.
Easier to just not.
Easier to just not. Yeah.
Okay, blind spot segment. And this one is genuinely the week's biggest miss. Columbia earthquake. Death toll rising. Hopes fading for survivors. Forecaster, how much coverage?
Right side blind spot. Almost nothing. And I cannot find a data-based explanation for why. It's just absent.
It's the Columbia problem. It's not proximate to a U.S. partisan fight. There's no immigration angle being pushed, no trade angle being pushed this week.
But people are dying. Like, this is a significant natural disaster, and it just vanished from the feed.
That's the blind spot. And we track it because nobody else is.
The Australia story is similar. New South Wales gun buyback after the Bondi Beach terror attack. That's a significant policy response to a terrorist event, and it's missing from right-side coverage.
Missing from the right because gun control angle? Even when it's Australia?
Especially when it's Australia. That story is a direct invitation to a gun debate, and conservative media didn't want to host that party.
Fair. Morocco detaining migrants crossing into Ceuta, also a right-side blind spot, which is particularly interesting.
Very interesting, because immigration is usually a story the right runs hard.
Unless the story doesn't fit the preferred frame. Morocco acting as a border enforcement actor. That's a more complex picture than the standard narrative.
Complexity is the enemy of a clean chyron.
Said every producer ever.
All right, forecaster, take us to the markets. Big week for the CPI. Walk us through it.
Okay, so Monday, futures flat. Everyone positioning ahead of CPI. Dollar at a two-month low. Payroll's already soft. Then the number drops. Inflation cools further. S&P hits a record high.
Record high?
Record high. Asian markets extending gains. Oil pulling back, which adds to the dovish read. And the Fed is now firmly in hold territory. Nobody's expecting a hike.
How did outlets frame the inflation story? Because I saw wildly different takes.
Bloomberg did the straight markets wrap. Asian equities, Fed expectations, clean and technical. MarketWatch flagged something more interesting. Investor complacency. FOMO-driven buying. Which, honestly, is the more honest read.
MarketWatch being the cautious one. I love it.
Right? And then there's the WSJ piece early in the week, arguing that a weakening labor market is actually good for equities because it gives the Fed room to cut.
Okay, I'd push back on that framing. Job losses as a net positive is, that's a very particular editorial choice.
It is a loaded frame. The 22V research makes a coherent case, but the WSJ presentation is very, this is fine for investors, and very not, this is fine for workers.
Those are different audiences with different interests.
That's exactly it. WSJ is writing for the investor class. The worker story is a different publication's problem.
And the left side blind spot this week is actually the complacency angle. MarketWatch flagged it. FOMO buying, record highs on soft fundamentals, and left-leaning outlets mostly ran the good news on inflation frame.
So the left missed the warning sign inside the good news?
Essentially, the record high got the headline. The fragility underneath it, not so much.
That's actually the more interesting media story. Both sides reported the number. Only one outlet asked whether the reaction to the number made sense.
Okay, no significant market media divergences flagged this week, which is actually notable given what we just described.
Right, we have a record S&P, a complacency warning from MarketWatch, and soft labor data being spun as bullish, and no divergence flag? I'd argue the divergence is the complacency story.
Noted. We're logging that. Rapid fire. Three stories. Quick. Trump ballroom. Truth Social lawsuit. Medicaid gender care rule. Strategist. Ballroom first.
$400 million. Appeals court says, get congressional approval. Administration says, no, Supreme Court. Emergency relief, please.
Emergency relief to build a ballroom. That sentence is doing a lot of work.
It really is. Truth Social. Forecaster.
$238 million net loss Q2. Double-digit traffic declines in June and July. The Truth API, faster access to Trump posts, has 10 customers. 10.
10 customers for $100,000 a month is a business model of some kind.
The stock still trades on sentiment, not fundamentals. Always has. The financials are almost irrelevant to the price.
Almost. Medicaid and gender care rule. Strategist.
Fox ran the funding restriction straight. The NYT piece is an opinion column about Kansas, not a news report on the federal rule. Two outlets. That's a thin news footprint for a significant federal policy change.
HHS using castrating chemicals for puberty blockers. That language is doing enormous framing work.
Enormous. Castrating chemicals is not a neutral medical descriptor. It's an advocacy phrase embedded in an official statement.
In an official government statement. Yeah, that's significant.
And it barely got examined as a language choice. Most coverage took the policy angle and left the rhetoric alone.
Lebanon, quick hit. Strategist.
Lebanese PM wants a timetable for Israeli withdrawal. Hezbollah is publicly criticizing the Beirut government. That's a crack in the ceasefire coalition that ISW flagged. Hezbollah structurally weakened, but still politically disruptive.
A weakened Hezbollah that's still loud enough to destabilize the deal.
That's the most dangerous kind.
What to watch next week? Forecaster, you first.
Iran. The embassy staffing posture, the Abraham Lincoln extension, the blockade enforcement. I want to see if any of these signals converge into something the market actually prices. Right now, it's not showing up in the data, but one incident changes that fast.
Strategist?
The Fauci story. He invoked the Fifth Amendment over 100 times in a Senate COVID probe, then refused to appear at all. Left side blind spot this week, and it's not going away. Watch how that coverage asymmetry develops.
I mean, the Fifth Amendment thing is a significant story regardless of your priors on Fauci.
Regardless of priors. Yeah. That's why it shouldn't be a blind spot.
I'm watching the midterms framing. The primary results, Crowley over Hong in Wisconsin, Flanagan over Craig in Minnesota, those are upsets. Watch how each side uses them to build a 2026 narrative.
The Wisconsin governor race, too. That polling is going to get real interesting real fast.
It will. All right, that's the week. Smart people, read multiple outlets. When you can't, read s2n.news. We'll be back next week.